From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Amy Scott, in for David Brancaccio. On the same day they were headed for a federal courtroom in Cleveland, four drug companies made a deal to settle a lawsuit over their role in the opioid epidemic. Published reports say Teva Pharmaceuticals, McKesson Corporation, Cardinal Health, and AmerisourceBergen Corporation have reached a settlement with two Ohio counties to avoid trial. Walgreens Boots Alliance was not part of the deal, and it's unclear how that case will proceed. The deal does not settle thousands of other opioid-related lawsuits facing the companies. Meanwhile, there's new information about how much the crisis is costing. Marketplace's Jack Stewart has more.
Researchers at the Society of Actuaries wanted to be able to put a number on how hard the economy has been hit.
The economic cost across the entire U.S. of opioid abuse was $631 billion over a four-year period that ran from 2015 to 2018.
Dale Hall is managing director of research at the Society. The biggest single piece of that was premature deaths and the loss of wages people could have earned. Second,
$205 billion of the burden was attributable to excess healthcare spending.
Federal, state, and local governments pick up about a third of the costs. Chuck Slemp, Commonwealth attorney for Wise County, Virginia, ran through some of them for our podcast, The Uncertain Hour.
How many hours of police work? How many thousands of dollars in attorney's fees? How many children were removed and separated from their parents and in foster care or adopted at great cost to the state?
The actuaries predict that the toll is only going to rise this year. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.